With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Costello. The Colorado Department of Transportation is spending more than $4 million to make it easier to shop and dine in several cities during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
The first grants are going to six cities, mostly on the Western Slope. Aspen will use its $50,000 to increase outdoor dining capacity and install more e-bike charging stations. In Frisco, town officials will turn some parking spaces into a temporary sidewalk so it's easier to shop and social distance. Littleton will use the grant money to keep its main street closed on the weekends to make way for outdoor dining. The efforts come as restaurants still have to limit how many people they can serve indoors during the pandemic. Other cities getting help with their social distancing efforts include Alamosa, Silt, and Oak Creek. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Community Office for Resource Efficiency is teaming up with Aspen Center for Environmental Studies and Lead with Love for its first ever storytelling workshop, which starts on Thursday. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Have you ever fallen in love with a place and seen it change before your eyes? That's the question at the root of CORE's Storytelling Workshop. Laura Whitley is the Creative Strategy and Content Director at CORE. She says the workshop's theme, Climate of Love, explores the local impacts of climate change.
We are trying to capture the imagination in order to capture participation in climate action. And besides, who doesn't love a good story?
The workshop runs each week through August and is open to amateur and experienced writers. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
Several college campuses around our region plan to at least partially reopen in a few weeks, but a recent analysis finds that they'll need a lot of testing to do that safely. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Yale School of Public Health researchers created a simulation, a hypothetical campus of 5,000 students with 10 of them infected with COVID-19. They found the safest way to reopen that campus was to enforce strict guidelines like distancing and mask wearing. But that wasn't enough. They'd also have to test each student for the virus every 2 days. They say the tests could be a cheaper, more rapid type, but that's still a lot of tests. Authors say, though, that if they can't guarantee a safe campus, why reopen at all? For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Tourism to Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks is humming along this summer despite the pandemic. But it appears out-of-staters are bringing more than just their money with them. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Non-residents make up at least 20% of all confirmed cases of COVID-19 in two Montana counties near the parks. That's according to the latest data from the state's health department. The news comes as Yellowstone announced last week that two concession workers and three visitors had tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Jim Murphy is a communicable disease specialist at Montana State Health Department. He says out-of-state visitors have had a meaningful impact on the outbreak in those counties.
These folks, they come to Montana because we're a tourist destination, can leave the infection here. Some may have acquired the infection here as well.
Montana is one of only a handful of states to publicly track non-resident cases. That's because the CDC requires that visitors who contract COVID-19 be added to the total count of their own home state, not the one they were visiting. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And I'm Daniel Costello, Aspen Public Radio News.